Philadelphia Congressman Bob Brady announces he will not seek re-election this year. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. The move comes after Brady was dogged for months by a federal investigation into payments made to an opponent who abandoned his run for Brady's seat in 2012. Joining us to sort it all out is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. And Dave, over the many months you've been reporting on this federal investigation, we've seen indictments and guilty pleas. What, if anything, did this have to do with Brady's decision to end his congressional career?
Well, Dave, he says nothing, but I'm not so sure. You know, to review what this was all about, you know, Brady had a primary challenger 6 years ago in 2012. His name was Jimmy Moore. Not a serious challenger, but federal prosecutors say in court filings that Brady and Moore had a meeting at which they cut a deal. Moore would get out of the primary in return for $90,000 from Brady's campaign fund to retire his debts. The money was paid. The financial transactions resulted in campaign finance violations. Four people have been charged. Three pled guilty, but not Brady. He was not charged, and his lawyer has now told him he doesn't think he will be. Brady met with reporters today and said he was never worried because he knew he didn't do anything wrong. So I asked him, well, now that the prospects of charges have passed, what about this meeting that the feds say you had with Jimmy Moore that led to this exchange?
No.
For him dropping out, what exactly did happen?
No. Next question.
What did happen? Was there a...
No. You asked me a question. Can I tell you? I told you no.
So he was pretty animated about that. You know, Dave, I think this whole thing was embarrassing to Bob Brady. And now that he's passed it and the prospect of a competitive re-election battle looms, something he has never had, I just think it's all a lot less fun. And he said it's time for him to come home and spend time with his family.
So on to that re-election battle. Describe the scramble for that open seat.
I've count five people who have expressed interest, and that was before Brady bailed out of it. Nina Ahmed announced earlier she has some money to bring in. Rich Laser is a Kenny administration official who would have support in the building trades. And then there are three others that I know of, Lindy Lee, Willie Singletary, and Michelle Lawrence. But who knows if this race is even going to be fought in the current district boundaries.
Exactly, because there's a state Supreme Court order from the gerrymandering case to redraw all the congressional boundaries. What effect might that have?
Dave, we could see the Brady district disappear. Remember, the goal in drawing these new districts is to make them more compact, not to break up counties, which invites gerrymandering. Look at Philadelphia today, and there are three partial congressional seats. Brady, Brendan Boyle, and Dwight Evans all have a seat which is part city, part suburbs. The city, at about 1.5 million people, is a right size for two congressional districts. So you could well see it divided along an east-west or north-south axis into districts in which Congressman Brendan Boyle gets one, Congressman Dwight Evans gets the other, and the Brady district is scattered to the suburbs.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.